Hare Krishna. It's 6:30 a.m. on the 28th, Friday. I'm sitting in my room in Budapest Temple. For those devotees who haven't come, and many of you haven't come to see either the Budapest Temple or this room, it was something that my mother helped finance. It's, in Taralakshi's words, reminiscent of an airport. Everything's made of glass and stainless steel. And I hope you'll all have the opportunity to come and visit and to see, and to see how beautiful facility Dalnitai Vijay Garanga have arranged for the devotees and for themselves. I got up quite early this morning, way before 3, and it's now a refreshing change from the last years that I'm going to the morning program every morning in New Vrindavan. I was able to dress Radhisham after Mangalartik, and because while I was writing Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, I would just get up and then anywhere between 2 and 4, and I would just write until anywhere from 10 till 1 in the afternoon. And that was going on for a year, so I didn't, aside from festivals or special occasions or when I got too frustrated of not being with the devotees or giving morning class, I would usually give evening class or do some evening program. But I just rarely went to the morning program, and that's not something I really want to repeat again or would recommend to others. It's such a wonderful thing to be able to see the deities first thing in the morning and then to chant japa in the temple room with devotees and do kirtan, especially kirtan and Bhagavatam class. Anyway, like the other books, I'll write in the time before Mangalartik or after. But although this is very efficient and very good to be able to have like an 8-hour undisturbed stint, it's difficult not to be there in the morning with the deities and devotees. Anyway, it's really beautiful here. The temple room is so nice, and the whole temple is just brand new and sparkling and marble. I hope that devotees will have the opportunity to see, and that's an invitation for all of you to come and visit sometime. And I'm getting signals back that devotees in different parts of the world are hearing these little messages, and they find it inspirational communication, and it's really reassuring to me. Srimati wrote from Australia down under, and Barshana in England told me that devotees there are logging on, and in America, Rohini and devotee Sam. It really took a burden off my mind that since being in Hungary most of the time, and last year I only visited England for 5 days or 6 days, I feel particularly bad about not being so much or not being hardly at all in a place where I spent most of my last 25 years, and not being able to see the devotees and ensure that they're doing all right. I'm just sitting, reading 12th canto. I'm going to reread Bhagavatam. Seems like a real luxury to be able to sit and read Srila Prabhupada's books. Studying is very wonderful, and writing, you really have to read a lot of books. Sometimes when I was doing Srila Bhakti Chintamani, I'd have like 50, 60 books stacked up on the desk, and I was reading sometimes many books a day. But it gets very intense, and nothing's like reading Sri Srila Prabhupada's books, nothing really touches the heart, has the same kind of potency and the same familiarity or close connection, since our connection with Krishna is through Srila Prabhupada. So nothing does it in the same way as reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And I'm also reading Padyavali. It's one of my favorite books. It's an anthology compiled by Sri Rupa Goswami of many Vaishnavas, some even unknown authors, all in glorification of Krishna. And when I was doing this vrata chanting, 3 lakhs in the farm, I can't remember when it was, last week, this week, then I would meditate on some of these verses, and I'll read 2 that I found very wonderful in order to appeal to Krishna's kindness to bestow his grace and mercy on his devotees. One was by Sri Rupa Goswami, who says, Vivritavidabhadhu prantive gad aghadhe balavatibhavapuri majjato me vidure asharanaganabandho hakipakko mudino sakridakitavilambande hastavalambam. I'm drowning in the painful, fathomless whirlpool of repeated birth and death. O Lord, O friend of the shelterless, O effulgent moon of mercy, please this one time quickly extend your hand to save me. And the other one, by a Sri Otkal, was really a favorite. I found it very, very wonderful as an appeal to Krishna while chanting Hare Krishna. And he says, Yadropadi paritrani yagajendrasya mukshane mayarte karuna murte satvara kvagata hare. O Lord Hari, O form of mercy, you quickly rescued both Draupadi and Gajendra. What has happened to that quick action now that I suffer so acutely? We should pray to Krishna. We should call upon him. Srila Prabhupada describe the Hare Krishna Mahamantra as prayer for calling for Krishna to lift us up out of this material world. Now here's such a nice prayer. He's saying that Gajendra was a elephant, and he just called out for you, offered a flower, and immediately you appeared and delivered him from the crocodile. And Draupadi, being humiliated in the gambling arena, she called for you, immediately came. So I'm calling and calling and calling, and you have this ability to come immediately when your devotees call on you. But what happened to that ability to immediately come? Why are you delaying like that? Please come and lift me up from this ocean of material existence and place me in the shelter of your lotus feet. Don't forget to pray. This is not our home, material world. Our business is to get out. But it doesn't happen just by living in the world. It happens by Krishna's mercy, and we have to really beg for that mercy. Here are 2 nice shlokas in that regard. Okay, all the best to everyone for today. And we'll be in touch tomorrow. Hare Krishna.